Di dekat San Francisco, negara bagian California, perempuan ini kehilangan pekerjaannya saat restoran tempat ia bekerja ditutup akibat PSBB. Tadinya ia banting setir menjadi supir layanan antar makanan. Tapi begitu sekolah juga ditutup dan berubah virtual, itu pun tak bisa dijalani.
I used to depend so much on her time at school and the after school program, but now I don't have that. I'm the school and the after school program.
Pencari kerja di Grand Rapids, Michigan ini tadinya lega ketika anaknya kembali bersekolah di kelas tatap muka. Tapi jadwal sekolah dan faktor cuaca membuatnya sulit fokus mencari kerja.
To try to find a full-time job is very difficult because it feels like you can't possibly be the great candidate because you need all these exceptions for your child's schedule.
Nasib serupa dialami warga kota New York ini.
Maintaining focus in the apartment with everybody around is really difficult, and looking for a job is a full-time job and requires a lot of momentum, and so I feel like there's a lot of stopping and starting that I don't get to really focus as much as I would like.
Baik Katie maupun Alicia juga khawatir, begitu pemilik usaha tahu bahwa mereka punya anak masih kecil, maka ada kemungkinan lamaran kerja mereka ditolak.
Disclosing you have kids opens up a whole other pile of craziness that is, you know, again, like if you're up against someone of comparable skill set who doesn't have kids, I feel like you don't stand a chance.
Do I say that I'm a parent when I'm in an interview? I tend to not bring up that I'm a parent because I'm worried that I will be judged for having to take care of my kids, or maybe they'll think that I'm unreliable. So I try not to mention it, even though I think it's a huge asset.
Riset oleh Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago menemukan jumlah pekerja atau pencari kerja yang masih aktif mencari kerja turun tajam selama 2020 dengan penurunan paling signifikan untuk para ibu dengan anak. Kecenderungan ini juga tercermin dalam data yang dihimpun oleh Departemen Tenaga Kerja Amerika Serikat. Lebih banyak pekerja perempuan yang akhirnya meninggalkan angkatan kerja dibandingkan dengan jumlah pekerja laki-laki yang melakukan hal yang sama karena tidak juga mendapat pekerjaan setelah di PHK akibat pandemi. Analis mencatat sektor-sektor yang lebih banyak mempekerjakan perempuan, termasuk industri keramah tamahan, memang yang paling terpukul di awal pandemi dan lebih lambat pulih.
Some women are not going to be able to return to jobs that were lost, and we're not going to have a one for one recovery. So some women will have to enter new sectors together. So making sure that women have the resources to re-enter a new sector altogether, education and training, but also have access to support and resources like mentoring and coaching to help women who again may need to retool or re-enter a new sector altogether.
Paket stimulus pemerintahan Joe Biden bernilai total $1.9 triliun atau sekitar 27.000 triliun rupiah juga menyertakan sejumlah bantuan bagi pekerja perempuan, termasuk dalam hal perawatan anak dan keringanan pajak. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.